ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು, ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 7 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 24. ಯತ್ರ ನಾನ್ಯತ್ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ನಾನ್ಯತ್ ಶೃಣೋತಿ ನಾನ್ಯತ್ ವಿಜಾನಾತಿ ಸ ಭೂಮಾ ಸ ಯತ್ರ ಅನ್ಯತ್ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಅನ್ಯತ್ ಶೃಣೋತಿ ಅನ್ಯತ್ ವಿಜಾನಾತಿ ತದಲ್ಪಂ ಯೋ ವೈ ಭೂಮಾ ತದಮೃತಂ ಅತ ಯದಲ್ಪಂ ತನ್ಮರ್ತ್ಯಂ ಸ ಭಗವಃ ಕಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತ ಇತಿ ಸ್ವೇ ಮಹಿಂನಿ ಯದಿ ವಾ ನ ಮಹಿಂನೀತಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ 7th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಸನತ್ ಕುಮಾರ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಡಿವಿಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವರ್. ಸೊ ದ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ. ವಿ ನೋ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಭೂಮ ಪ್ರತಿಬಿಂಬ ಆನಂದ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ದ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದ 6th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಆನಂದ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಕಮ್ ಟು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಸತ್, ಚಿತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆನಂದ, ಆಲ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಆರ್ ಒನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ ಇನರ್ಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಡಿಫೈನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಆಸ್ ಸತ್, ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಇನರ್ಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸತ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ದಿ ವೆರಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ಚಿತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆನಂದ, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಆನ್ ಇನರ್ಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್. ವೆರಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್, ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಟು ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಕಮ್ ಟು ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ದ ವೆರಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸತ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಿತ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸತ್, ಚಿತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅನ್ನಮಯ ಕೋಶ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಮೋದ ಪ್ರಮೋದ ವೃತ್ತೀಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸತ್, ಚಿತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆನಂದ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ದ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೀಡಿಯಂ, ಇನ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೀಡಿಯಂ. ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೀಡಿಯಂ, ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೀಡಿಯಂ ವಿ ಡಿಫೈನ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸತ್, ಚಿತ್ ಆರ್ ಆನಂದ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡನ್, ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ವರ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಹಾಫ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮಂತ್ರ. ದೆನ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ನಾರದ ಆಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಭೂಮ, ಭೂಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಸನತ್ ಕುಮಾರ ಗೇವ್ ಟು ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್. ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಟ್, ಸ್ವೇ ಮಹಿಮ್ನಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ, ಸ್ವೇ ಮಹಿಮ್ನಿ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಸನತ್ ಕುಮಾರ ರಿವೈಸಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೆಟ್, ನೋ ನೋ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ, ನ ಮಹಿಮ್ನಿ. ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ನಾರದ ವಂಡರ್ಡ್ ವೈ ಸನತ್ ಕುಮಾರ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ, ದೆನ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ. ಸೊ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್. ಫರ್ದರ್ ಸನತ್ ಕುಮಾರ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ವಿ ಸಾ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ನೌ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ವಿತ್ ಮಂತ್ರ 2 ಆಫ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 24 ಟುಡೇ. ಗೋ ಅಶ್ವಮಿಹ ಮಹಿಮೇತ್ಯಾಚಕ್ಷತೆ ಹಸ್ತಿ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಂ ದಾಸಭಾರ್ಯಂ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಾಣ್ಯಾಯತನ ಆಯತನಾನೀತಿ ನಾಹಮೇವಂ ಬ್ರವೀಮಿ ಬ್ರವೀಮೀತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ ಅನ್ಯೋ ಹಿ ಅನ್ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತ ಇತಿ. This mantra is like a commentary on the last section of the previous mantra. Sve mahimni pratishtitaha. Then na mahimni pratishtitaha. Here Sanat Kumara says, normally, when we say somebody is supported by his glory, the word glory refers to the possessions and positions of that object or person. In the normal convention, when we say a person is propped up by supported by his own glory, the word glory conveys the things possessed by him. It can be position, he could be officer, he could be president, he could be anybody. The possessions are referred to as the glory. So when you say somebody is supported by his glory, it means that what? Somebody is supported by his possessions, glory. That means there is a duality of possessor and what is possessed. This duality will be there. So Brahman has certain possessions as its glory, and those glorious possessions are supporting Brahman. One can misunderstand that way. Thus the idea of duality will be conveyed. When we say Brahman is supported by his glory, one can misunderstand this way. And therefore Sanat Kumara says, I revise the answer. So first he gives the conventional meaning of the word mahimna. Mahima, what is that? He says, Iha mahima iti achakshate. Iha means in this world. In the common parlance, conventionally, mahima iti achakshate. The following possessions are termed as one's glory. And what are those items? He gives some examples. Go ashwam means what? The various domesticated animals like cow, horse, ox, and all that. Therefore, go ashwam, cows and horses. And what type of cows and horses? Not found somewhere, but in one's own possession. Then what is the next item? Hasti hiranyam mahima iti achakshate. We should add the word mahima to each one. Hasti. Hasti means elephants. Hiranyam means gold. Actually, these are all called samahara dvanda samasa. Hasti cham, hiranyam cham, tayoho samahara. So that's what hasti hiranyam. Then Dasa Bharyam, we can understand. Bharya means wife. And Dasaha means, you know, several assistants, servants or help, all those. They are also called Mahima. Iti achakshate. I have lot of servants also attending on me. And what is the next one? The real estate. Kshetran, Kshetran, Yayatanani iti. Kshetrani, Kshetrani means land for investment, all that, you know. Ayatanani, the people in the city, are in the lot of nice places in very posh localities and all that, nice places. They are considered also to be mahima of a person. And normally, a person is propped up by all these possessions and people. The moment he loses all of them, that person is gone. He becomes flat, both physically and psychologically. So normally, mahima refers to possessions. But you cannot say Brahman is supported by its possessions, because we have already seen Brahman is without a second thing. Yatra nanyat pashyati, nanyat shrunoti, nanyat vijanati, sabhuma. We already saw that. Therefore, where is the question of Brahman being supported by mahima, any possession? So Sanat Kumara says, aham yeva na bravimi. I do not convey this meaning when I say sve mahimni pratishtitaha. And why do I not convey this meaning? If I did, there will be duality. And therefore, Sanat Kumara says, Anyaha him, anyasmin pratishtitaha. Here we have to rearrange the sentence properly. After nahamevam bravimi, you have to read it as Anyaha him, anyasmin pratishtitaha. I do not convey this meaning because there will be duality. When the possessed supports the possessor, the owner supports the owner, the wound supports the owner, duality will come. And therefore, what did I say? Na mahimni. Brahman is not supported by its glory, which means it is not supported by a second thing. If you don't convey this meaning, then what is the meaning that you convey when you say Brahman is not supported by its glory? This will be Narada's question that we have to supply. Further, Sanat Kumara says, Bravimi iti hovacha. That left out portion we have to put at the end. Bravimi iti ho vacha. How vacha? And you have to add an expression as evam to that. Evam bravimi iti ho vacha. Sanat Kumara says, what I want to convey through the revised statement of mine is the following. What do you mean by the following comes in the next section, section 25. Within the second mantra, section 24 is over. So section 25 refers to this definition. Nothing supports Brahman. That is the definition he gave, revised answer, for which the explanation is given in the next section, section 25, we will read. Sa eva adastat, sa uparishtat, sa paschat, sa purastat, sa dakshinataha, sa uttarataha, sa eva idagum sarvamithi, atato ahankara adesha eva, ahameva adastat, aham uparishtat, aham paschat, aham purastat, aham dakshinataha, aham uttarataha, aham eva idagum sarvamithi. So Sanat Kumara gave a revised answer that Brahman is not supported by anything, since there is no second thing possessed by Brahman which would have supported Brahman otherwise, just as a normal human being is supported by the possessions. Brahman is not. So naturally the question will come, how do you say that there is no second thing possessed by Brahman and it does not support Brahman? What about the whole creation? Is it not possessed by Brahman and would have supported Brahman? This will be the natural question. So Sanat Kumara gives the answer here. There is no second thing possessed by Brahman or possessable by Brahman also, because the whole creation is nothing but Brahman only, with different Namarupas. Therefore, what you see as the world is not a second thing possessed by Brahman. What you see as world is nothing but Brahman itself. In short, there is no world other than Brahman. Then what about the world that I am experiencing? Sanat Kumara says, what you are experiencing is in front, is nothing but Brahman. What you are experiencing behind is nothing but Brahman. What you are experiencing on the right hand side is Brahman. Left hand side is Brahman. Up above is Brahman. Down below is Brahman. Brahman alone was, Brahman alone is, Brahman alone ever will be. It appears as though manifold with different Namarupas. The Namarupas are many, but there is only one substance called Brahman. Therefore, where is the question of a second substance to support Brahman? You cannot say wave supports water. Why? Because there is no such thing called wave other than water to support the wave. You cannot say ocean supports the water, because there is no such thing called ocean other than water to support the water. Thus, there is no second thing at all. Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagate. Thus, it's a very important Bhasa Samasa. This is called Bhasa Samanadi Karanya Mantra. We don't have to go through the details of that. Just only give the name. So, through which mantra the world is dismissed and Brahman is established as non-dual. And by this statement itself, world is falsified. We had a similar mantra in Mundaka Upanishad also, if you remember. Brahma Vedam Amritam Purastad Brahma Paschat Brahma Dakshinatascha Uttarena Adascha Urdvancha Prasritam Brahma Ivam Idam Vishwamidam Varishtam. The only difference what? Is the word Brahman is a neuter gender, whereas Bhuma is masculine. We already went through this. Therefore, Sanat Kumara uses the expression he, masculine, instead of it, neuter. Now, if you look at the mantra, sa eva adastat, adastat. Saha, saha what? Bhuma, the saha refers to Bhuma. That Bhuma alone is down below, adastat. Saha uparishtat, Bhuma is up above. Saha paschat, Bhuma alone is behind. Saha purastad, Bhuma alone is in front. And dakshinataha, Bhuma alone is on the southern side. If you are facing the east, on your right hand side, that means. And saha uttarataha, Bhuma alone is on the northern side, that is in the left hand side. So if you say paschad, this western side, purastad, east, dakshinataha, right, uttarataha, left. So all four directions, plus up and down, everywhere Brahman alone. Then what about the world? Misunderstood Brahman is world. We have gone through this earlier. Misunderstood Brahman is world. And what is Brahman? Understood world is Brahman. Misunderstood Brahman is world. Understood world is Brahman. Just as misunderstood rope Actually, once we give the example, it will be clear. Misunderstood rope is snake. Understood snake is nothing but rope. Thus, misunderstood Brahman is the world and understood world is Brahman. So, what the wise people see as Brahman, the other wise people, Swamiji uses the word, the other wise people who are not wise, they see as the world. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter, Krishna said, Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagati samyami. And therefore, there is no question of closing the eyes to realize Brahman. Because for a wise person, his problem is what? He cannot miss Brahman. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, Saha bhuma eva idagum sarvam. All this is nothing but bhuma. Bhuma means Brahman. And thereafter, Sanat Kumara is worried. If you go on saying, Saha Bhuma Brahman, that is Sat, that Bhuma is Chit, that Bhuma is Ananda, that Bhuma is reality. So everything you keep on saying, that Bhuma is Chit, that Bhuma is Sat, that Bhuma is Ananda, that Bhuma is reality, that Bhuma. When you keep on saying that, one can think Brahman is an object. And by knowing Brahman is great, I do not get any benefit at all. In fact, I will become even more miserable. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, you have to replace the word Saha by Aham. As long as you say, that is Brahman, your Jivatvam will not go away. These are all very intricate topics. One has to pay close attention. As long as you are saying that Brahman, your Jivatvam will never go away. Only when you claim Aham Brahma Asmi, your Jivatvam will be displaced by Brahmatvam. If the wave is going to declare that all the waves are water, the ocean is water, the bubble is water, everything is water, what about you? I am wave. If it says that, there's no use. Therefore, the wave should learn to say, I am the water behind all the waves, the ocean and the bubble. Similarly, we have to replace the word Saha by Aham. That is why Guru says, Tat Tvam Asi Svetaketu. Therefore comes Mahavakyam, very important it is here, Atataha. After saying that is Brahman, you have to progress to the statement, I am Brahman. Therefore, Ahankara Adesha, teaching by using the word Aham. Here the word Ahankara should not be taken as ego, but should be understood as the employment, Ahankara. Employment of the word Aham in the place of Saha Bhuma. Therefore, Ahankara Adesha Eva. That means giving the same teaching by replacing the word Saha by the word Aham. And then what should you say then? Instead of saying he is in front, he is behind, etc., learn to claim I am everywhere. Come to the binary format. In this is the meaning. Actually, if you remember the binary format and the triangular format. Otherwise, you will say, I am Jivaha, and this is Jagat. And we will say, oh, without that, Lord, nothing will move. All that, saying he, all the time. You will say, oh, Lord, protect me. That miserable crying should never come. Therefore, he says, it's a very, very beautiful, very important mantra. He says, Aham eva adastat, Aham uparishtat, Aham paschat, Aham purastat, Aham dakshinataha, Aham uttarataha, Aham eva itakum sarvam iti. So, joining the first part and the second part, it is called Mahavakyam. I alone am. All the worlds are same. I alone am down below. I alone am above. I alone am behind. I alone am in front. North, south, east, west, everywhere. And if you remember Taittiriya Upanishad, Aham Annam, Aham Annataha, Aham Shloka Krithe, I am everything. So, I alone am all these. That is why Swamiji says, first when you say, I am all, actually Tamil all. In Tamil it's all. I am all means I am all, just a person. But later when you say I am all, it should be English all. So from Tamil all, one has to come to English all. Swamiji makes it as a jocular remark. So Aham evam idagum sarvam. That all, English all, becomes Perumal, big all. I am the Perumal, who is in the form of everything. సహ ఎస్ సాక్షాత్ కురుతే ప్రబోధ సమయే స్వాత్మానమేవాద్వయం స్వాత్మానమేవాద్వయం దక్షిణామూర్తి స్తోత్రం ఎల్లడిసా. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద మహావాక్య మంత్ర, ది మంత్ర 724.1. ఎత్ర నాణ్యత్ పశ్యతి నాణ్యత్ శృణోతి నాణ్యత్ విజానాతి స భూమ. ఇట్స్ అన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్ర యాజ్ బ్రహ్మ లక్షణ మంత్ర. బట్ బ్రహ్మ లక్షణం ఇస్ నాట్ కాల్డ్ మహావాక్య మంత్ర, వి షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్. బ్రహ్మ లక్షణం ఇస్ నాట్ కాల్డ్ మహావాక్య మంత్ర, ఇట్ ఈస్ అవాంతర వాక్య మంత్ర. Whereas implied meaning it has. Whereas this mantra alone is Mahavakya mantra, because I say that great Bhuma is none other than myself. Continuing mantra 2, section 25. Atat atma desha evam atmaiva adastat atmaiva uparishtat atma paschat atma purastat atma dakshinat atmottaratah ఆత్మైవైదగం సర్వమితి సవా ఏష ఏవం పశ్యన్ ఏవం మన్వాన్ ఏవం విజానన్ ఆత్మరతి ఆత్మక్రీడ ఆత్మమిథున ఆత్మానంద సస్వరాడ్ భవతి తస్య సర్వేషు లోకేషు కామచారః భవతి అతయే అన్యతాతో విదురన్యా రాజాన్ అస్తే క్షయ్యలోకా భవంతి తేషాగుం సర్వేషు లోకేషు అకామచారో భవతి. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్రాస్. సో ఫస్ట్ సనత్ కుమార్ అసెట్ దట్ భూమా ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. దెన్ హీ థాట్ ఇట్ విల్ బి అబ్జెక్టిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్, సో దట్ విల్ బి పరోక్ష జ్ఞానం, బట్ దట్ విల్ నాట్ గివ్ ఎనీ బెనిఫిట్. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి కన్వర్టెడ్ టు అపరోక్ష జ్ఞానం బై ఎంప్లాయింగ్ ద వర్డ్ అహం. అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి ఇట్ షుడ్ బి. దర్ ఆఫ్టర్ సనత్ కుమార్ ఇస్ ఫర్దర్ వరీడ్. What is that worry? When one claims Aham Brahma Asmi, he should be very clear about the meaning of the word Aham. If not, then he will hesitate to claim I am everything, I am all, I am infinite. He will hesitate to claim. It will appear like a contradiction. And therefore, Sanat Kumara wants to clarify Aham is understood as Aham Pada Lakshyarthaha, not as Aham Pada Vachyarthaha. This Vachyartha, literal meaning, and Lakshyartha, implied meaning, we have seen this earlier. Do not take the primary conventional meaning. We have seen this many, many times in earlier discussions also. The primary or the common meaning of the word Aham is what? The Ahankara, the individual. Consisting of what? Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, and Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness, the localized Aham, is the Vachyartha, is the literal meaning. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, claim Aham Brahma Asmi, taking the Lakshyartha, the implied meaning. That is original consciousness, the OC. I use the terminology earlier, is OC. The Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witness consciousness, which alone Sureshwaracharya repeatedly analyzes in a text called Naishkarmya Shuddhi. It's a beautiful text. I don't know when I'll be able to do that. So body, mind, the Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness, all of them should be transferred to what? To Anatma only. Body also should be the meaning of the word Anatma. Mind also should refer to Anatma. I should refer to only the witness consciousness. And what type of consciousness? That which is not a part, product, or property of the body-mind complex. All that definitions we know. That I, the witness consciousness, am everything. If you keep that Chaitanyam in mind, without batting an eyelid, without any hesitation, one can claim, I am Sachidanandam Brahma. Mayi eva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati. I need not be protected by anyone. Pahimam, Rakshamam, all those things I don't have to say any time. They are all to be said only in the triangular format. In binary format, no Pahimam, no Rakshamam, none of those. Because I do not have any insecurity requiring security from outside. Therefore, in this revised Mahavakyam, Sanat Kumara says, Aham Pata Lakshyartham is taken. So, Atata ఆత్మ ఆదేశ ఏవ అహంపత లక్ష్యార్థ ఆదేశ. దట్ ఈస్ షిఫ్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ట్రయాంగులర్ ఫార్మెట్ టు ద బైనరీ ఫార్మెట్. వెన్ ఐ ఎమ్ ఎ ట్రయాంగులర్ ఫార్మెట్, ద మంత్ర ఈజ్ వాట్ దాసోహం, ఐఎమ్ అ దాస. వెన్ ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ బైనరీ ఫార్మెట్, ఐఎమ్ సోహం కాల్డ్ మోక్ష. నౌ ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ అట్ దిస్ మంత్ర, ఆత్మాదేశ ఏవ Atma Adesha Evam. The teaching usually using the real I, the higher I. Actually, in English, Swamiji also says this in a jocular manner. In English, we have got two eyes, the short eye and the capital I and the small I. The small I is always a crooked eye. And there is a capital I, it's a straight eye. So, it is tall and bigger. It is called Uttama Purushastanyaham Paramatmet Yudakritaha. In Purushottam, 15th chapter, Krishna said. So, Atmadesha Eva Atata. So, Sanat Kumara says, you need not change the word to Atma. Because if you change again, there will be problem. You will then say, Atma is everything, but I am miserable. Therefore, Atma means the real I. You have to claim as everything. I am everything. Atma Uparishtat. The real I is up above. Paschat, Purastat, Dakshinataha, Uttarataha. Atma Eva Idgum Sarvam. The real I am everything. I am everything, the real I. Then what about the false I? It is a temporary vesham I have put on. For what purpose? For entertainment purpose, I have put on this vesham. This you can understand with the help of the dream example also. When I am identified with the dream body, I am a creature with the dream world, within the dream world. But when I wake up, identified with the waker's body, I am not a creature in dream world, but I am the creator of the dream world. Similarly, identified with this body, I am a creature, identified with consciousness, I am the creator. Claim the creatorhood. Drop the creaturehood. Claim the paramatmahood. Drop the jivatmahood. Claim the sohamhood. Drop the dasohamhood. That is the essence of this mantra. Atma eva idagum sarvam. Atma eva idagum sarvam. Once I come to the binary format, that is soham, what will be the result of this knowledge? Bhuma atma aikya jnanam leads to what? Phalam is given in the later portion. So, sava eshaha. So, that person, evam pashyan, evam manvanaha, evam vijanan. Pashyan refers to actually here, shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam, claiming and internalizing the teaching through shravana manana nididhyasanam. Pashyan referring to shravan. And manvana refers to mananam. And vijanan refers to nididhyasanam and nishta. For him, what is the palam? Atmaratihi, atmakridaha, atmamitunaha, atmanandaha. He at once gets all forms of happiness, all forms of ananda. Worldly pleasures belong to him. Soho smrute sarvan kama ansaha brahmana vipaschiteti. Again, all these things, you know, Taittiriya Upanishad, we already see. Teye satam manushya gandharvana manandaha shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya. All those various things. This Brahmananda Mimamsa that is given in the Brahmananda Valli chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. All worldly anandaha. Simultaneously, they all belong to him. How do you say so? How all the worldly pleasures belong to him, be his pleasure. The logic is, whatever pleasure he enjoys, anybody enjoys in the world, he is not going to think that they are outside his nature. That is a jnani. Because he understands all the pleasures in the world are only reflection of one ananda, atmananda. My own ananda, my own joy, enjoy. Therefore, he is not going to miss any ananda. He understands them to be his own photocopy or reflection. And what are various anandas possible? Sanat Kumara gives the list here. Atmaratihi, Atmakridam, Atmamithunam, Atmanandaha. Atmaratihi means any pleasure enjoyed with the help of the internal world of thoughts. Either by remembering the past experience or by projecting the future experience. For example, somebody wants to take a vacation to go to some place. I am going to go there. He keeps on thinking about it. Suppose a person plans to go somewhere in vacation and looking forward to it, then that is what ananda? You are in an imaginary world still. You have not gone there yet. There is no external object. Any ananda coming from within yourself is called ratihi. And that rati ananda is also what? Bhumananda only, Brahmananda only, reflected in the internal world of thoughts. And what is another type of ananda? Atmakridaha. So pleasures derived from contacting external world of objects. Bahya sadhana sapeksha krida. Shankaracharya defines that like that. So bahya sadhana nirapeksha ratihi. So bahya sadhana, sadhana are supposed without the object here. So some people, they smile even when nobody is around, imagining something. So bahya sadhana nirapeksha ratihi, bahya sadhana sapeksha krida. So all these pleasures are nothing but atmananda for ajnani. Because he knows the ananda does not belong to any object. This is for ajnani. How does he know? All pleasure, experiential pleasures are for ajnanis only. Because this jnani knows the ananda does not belong to any object. How does he know? You have to again go back to the mantra in the 23rd section. Yo vai bhumam tat sukham nalpe sukham asti na alpe sukham asti bhumaiva sukham. We have already seen this mantra in section 23. He remembers, no finite entity in the world has got even a drop of ananda. If anything gives ananda, what example we should remember? This also we have seen. The dog and the bone example. Therefore, if somebody somewhere is enjoying any worldly pleasures, jnani does not feel, oh, it is not there for me, only he is enjoying. Especially if he is a sannyasi, he can miss many of the ananda coming from children, grandchildren, all those. They are all glorified people. But when jnani sees the other people enjoying children and grandchildren, this jnani sannyasi does not feel. He doesn't feel that I made a mistake, I got caught. Perhaps I could have gone through brahmacharya ashrama, maybe I should have gone into grihastha ashrama and then taken to sannyasa. He doesn't think all that. So no jnani, so jnani does not miss any blessed ananda, because his wisdom tells that all the so-called pleasures, they do not come from children or grandchildren, any of those. For example, people may go to Alaska cruise, Manasarovar, Kailas. For that matter, anything. Because no object has got even an iota of ananda. They all come from where? I am giving that ananda to the parents, to the grandparents. Therefore, when he looks at his heart, for him, he doesn't miss anything. Kurai ondrum illai. He does not miss anything in life at all. And suppose, because of prarabdha, he enjoys some sense pleasure. For example, because papa prarabdham is there, punya prarabdham is there, that is for everybody. And because of the punya prarabdham, this jnani may get some pleasures. After all, maybe bhiksha he has to find somebody. So there are several kinds of bhikshas, depending upon the type of devotees. Therefore, some nice dish he got one day, he enjoys that ananda. At that time also, this jnani, he has the awareness, this ananda does not come from tongue-food contact. But that is also my own ananda, reflected. And when the food is exhausted, ananda does not go away. Only the reflection has gone. The master copy is myself. So he is not going to feel miserable when punya sukham comes and goes away. Therefore, ratihi is also atmananda for him. Krida also is atmananda for him. Then what is the next type? Atma mithunaha, relationship bond pleasures. Krida means object contact, mithuna means relationship contact with people. Sangha ananda. Because we will think that jnani is claiming asangoham, asangoham. That is the Brahmajnanavali mala, Acharya has written, Shankara. That asangoham, asangoham. And he negates all relationships. Na mata, na pita, na bandhu, mitram, guruhu, na sishyaha. If he has all these relationships, then where ananda will come, we don't know. So like some people, you know, they go to some other place for work, job, work, whatever it is, leaving the family. And he says, after going there, when I come back home, normally I see my wife and children. And that used to give me a lot of joy. And after going to this new place, when I come back home from office, there is nobody home. Only the walls stare at me. I was feeling miserable. I could not stay there at all. I rushed back to see what? Not back home to a movie. That means what? Many people think that no relationship means no ananda. Here Sanat Kumara says, a wise person knows mithuna ananda, sangha ananda also do not come from sangha. No relationship can give even an iota of ananda. But it is what? Atmanandaha getting reflected temporarily. Therefore, atma mithunaha means what? Mithuna, Mithuna Ananda is also Atmananda for him. So everything is nothing but one Atmananda, Bhumananda, whatever, Brahmananda. Either with reflection or without reflection. If there is a mirror in front, your face comes. When the mirror is removed, what goes away? Only the reflection goes away. Reflected face goes away. The original face exists. Thus, neither attached to Pradibimba Ananda, nor rejecting Pradibimba Ananda. If it comes, wonderful. Goes, okay also. So, Brahmananda is not a matter for experience. It is a matter to claim, Aham Brahma Asmi, which alone I enjoy now, and then reflected in conducive conditions also. And the reflected pressure is not totally under my control. The reflected pressure depends upon so many factors, including karma. Therefore, Atmanandaha Bhavati, Jnani claims, I am Anandaha. This is called Jivan Mukti. And thereafter what happens? The Upanishad says, Sasvarad Bhavati. So when the prarabdha karma is exhausted, what happens to that jnani? He says he becomes videha muktaha. All this we know. When the prarabdha karma is exhausted, prarabdha is gone. Sanchita karma has been burnt by knowledge. Agami karma is not acquired. Therefore, his karma balance sheet shows zero karma. And therefore, he does not take another body as individual. He remains as atma. That is nirupadika atma. Upadhi. Nirupadhika means without any upadhi medium. He does not have that particular upadhi or body. So swarat, swarat refers to here videha mukta, sovereign, independent. So saham swarat bhavati. And as Brahman, that jnani is where is the videha mukta located? Sanat Kumara says, tasyam sarveshu lokeshu kamacharaha bhavati. He is freely available everywhere in all the 14 lokas. Kamacharaha, freely or fully, he is present. Present in what form? Here in the form of Sat, which is everywhere. Or you can say he is in the form of Chit, in every being. Or he is in the form of Ananda, Satchidananda Rupena, Jnani Sarvatra Vartate. Videha Muktaha Sarvatra Vartate. He is there everywhere. On the other hand, suppose a person does not gain this knowledge. Knowledge, what knowledge? Aham Brahma Asmi, iti knowledge. If he has not got that, what will be his loss? That is said here, Atha Yem Anyatato Viduho. Ataha. Ataha means other than this, in any manner, other than the manner that has been taught here by Sanat Kumara, Viduho. If a person knows, and what can be any other manner here? If Aikyam is not known, Jiva Ishvara Aikyam is not known, Jiva Ishvara Bedaha alone will be there. And once I am in Bedaha, then what is my loss? As a Jivaha, I am subject to the influence of karma. And therefore, naturally, I am a Dasaha. If Aikyam is there, you can say, I am Swami. But if Aikyam is not there, you are Dasaha. The moment I lose Swami's status, only other status available is what? Dasaha. So triangular format means what? Dasaha. Binary format means Swami. So if you leave Swamihood, then Dasaha. Okay, so what? Immediately, Lord will take out my Jatakam. The moment I lose my Swamihood, I become a Dasa. Immediately, the Lord will take my Jatakam. Because Jivaha means Jatakam only. Jiva and Jatakam, both are J's. Once Jatakam comes, naturally karma comes. Therefore, even though Lord is compassionate, Lord as a karma pala data, he has to give you so many things. Rahu dasha will come, Shani dasha will come, Ketu dasha will come. Means what? I'll be a samsari. And even death will not solve my problem. Because Lord will take the old file and from the Sanchita karma, another birth will come. No escape. Thus the Upanishad says, other than Aikyam, any form of knowledge is only bondage. Therefore, Anya Rajanaste Bhavati. Te Anyam Rajanaha Bhavati. They have got somebody else as their master, Raja. Who have got somebody else? Ignorant people. They have got somebody else as their master. Somebody else means what? The Lord, Bhagavan, who will control me through my karma. So, Anya Rajanaha, they will have somebody as their master. To put in another language, they will be slaves only. Okay, then why can I not I do some punya karma, good karmas? Lord will put me into suffering only because of bad karma. Suppose I keep on doing only good karma, I can escape from this problem. Sanat Kumara says that also will not work. Because even if you go to do good karma, those karma also will end one day. Again, as Lord said in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, Tetam Bhuktvam Swargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punyem Martyalokam Vishanti. When the punya balance goes away, again has to come back. Therefore, Kshayaloka Bhavanti. They will be associated with limited, finite karma phalam. They will be associated with Kshayam. Kshayam means perishable. Lokaha means karmapala. So they can never permanently escape from samsara. Therefore, the only out for that is what? Aikyam alone, Jiva Ishvara, Aikyam alone will solve the problem. Beda, Jiva Ishvara, Beda will not solve the problem. And what is their loss? Tesham sarveshu lokeshu. Whichever loka they go to, they are not free. Why? Because their life is constantly governed by karma. So Sanat Kumara says, akamacharo bhavati, they move without freedom. And unfortunately, karma which controls us happens to be in the form of adrishtam, adrishtapalam. And therefore, I cannot even fight the karma. Suppose there is boxing sport, Swamiji gives an example. There is a boxing sport, boxing tournament. And one boxer has got an invisible form. And imagine I have to fight this guy. I do not know where he is, but he can see me. So the strategy is what? I look in this direction, I get one bash from behind, heavy pain. I turn, I do not see him, from the other side, he gives me another bash. What kind of game it will be? I am absolutely helpless. Similarly, ajnani means life is a continuous boxing game with our own adrishta karma. Tomorrow morning, how I am going to get up, I do not know. Whereas karma can see me. Do you want such a samsara? Or do you want to get out of this? If you are interested in getting out of this, the only way out is what? Aham Brahma Asmi. Thus the palam for jnanam was mentioned. So the palam for ajnanam also is mentioned. So with this, the teaching of Bhuma Vidya is over. Bhuma Vidya is over. Now comes the last section, the concluding section of 7th chapter, section 26. Let us read. Tasya hava etasya evam pasyataha evam manvanasya evam vijanataha atmata pranaha atmata asha atmata smaraha atmata akashaha atmata stejaha atmata apaha atmata avir bhavatiro bhavau atmatonam atmato balam atmato vijnanam atmato dhyanam ఆత్మతః చిత్తం ఆత్మతః సంకల్పః ఆత్మతో మన ఆత్మతో వాక్ ఆత్మనో నామ ఆత్మతో మంత్రాః ఆత్మత కర్మాణ్యాత్మత ఏవ ఇదగుం సర్వమితి. జస్ట్ ఎ కన్సాలిడేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద టీచింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ది విషన్ ఆఫ్ ద జ్ఞాని ఇస్ గివన్. ప్రీవియస్లీ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద 7th చాప్టర్ Sanat Kumara introduced, if you remember, 15 upasanas. What are those? Nama Brahma Upasana, Vag Brahma Upasana, Mano Brahma Upasana, so many, if you remember. Where 15 items were taken for meditation, which included both the micro world like Vag, Manaha and all that, as well as the Pancha Bhutani. All of them were taken. So in the beginning stage, the student, he meditated upon the entire world for expanding the mind. Then world was outside him. And what about me, the individual? I am an insignificant entity. When I meditate upon Akasha, what is my vision? Akasha is infinitely big. And who am I? I am just an insignificant speck of dust who is located in some remote corner. That was the vision during that upasana. And now the whole table is turned. Sanat Kumara now says, after jnanam, the jnani says, all these 15 items, including the pancha bhutas, which I meditated upon as though outside, they are all in me. అండ్ దే హ్యావ్ ఆరిజినేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ మయ్యేవ సకలం జాతం మయి సర్వం ప్రతిష్ఠితం మయి సర్వం లయం యాతి. ప్రీవియస్లీ ఐ సెడ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్, నౌ ది విషన్ ఇస్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ మీ. ద ఓన్లీ స్మాల్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ వాట్, వెన్ ఐ సెడ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇస్ వాట్, మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఐ ఇస్ ద మిసరబుల్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్. నౌ వెన్ ఐ సే ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ మీ, వాట్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ ఐ? ఇట్ రెఫర్స్ టు ది చైతన్యం. సో దిస్ వీ కెన్ ఈజీలీ అసిమ్యులేట్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ది డ్రీమ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. వెన్ ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ద వాస్ట్ డ్రీమ్ యూనివర్స్, మై విషన్ ఇస్ వాట్? ద డ్రీమ్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ వెరీ బిగ్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మెంబర్స్ ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్. అండ్ యూ కెన్ నెవర్ అవాయిడ్ దిస్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్. అండ్ వెన్ ఐ వేక్ అప్ దెన్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ ఐ సే డ్రీమ్ వాస్ ఇన్ మీ. ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ వెన్ యూ వేక్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ డ్రీమ్, డ్రీమ్ వరల్డ్ డిసపియర్స్. Whereas, when you wake up through jnanam, this world, this prapancham would not disappear. Looking at this world, looking at this body, I have to declare that what? I am the adhishtanam of the universe. How difficult it is. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, for that jnani, tasya jnaninaha, ye tasya evam pasyata, evam manvanasya, evam vijanata. The one practice of shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam of this, and assimilates this teaching, what does he say? All those 15 items are all enumerated in the reverse order here. First one was nama, last one was prana, if you see in the upasana series earlier, presented in the reverse order here. Prana, and thereafter asha, smaraha, all those things, all of them are born out of where? Atmataha. They are born out of me. And that is why Swamiji says that we should never pray for escaping from the world. Moksha should never be understood as escaping from the world. I do not escape from the world. I cannot escape from the world because I am the adhishtanam of the whole world. I do not, I cannot, and finally I need not escape from the world because the nama rupa prapancha cannot affect me in any manner. Some jnani, I'm telling. So what is moksha? It is not escaping from world, but it is escaping from ignorance about myself. And therefore, actually I am not going through every word here for this meaning because they are all nothing but repetition of these 15 items which we already saw. So only two or three words are new, so you will only see them. If you look at the fourth line, so avirbhava thirobhava. Avirbhava refers to appearances and thirobhava refers to disappearance, atmataha, from me. So just as dream world appears out of me, and when I wake up, the dream world disappears into where? Not elsewhere. It disappears into me only. Similarly, this world also rises from me and dissolves into me, the Chaitanyam. Thus, Avirbhava and Thirobhava are new additions from the earlier 15 list. Then in the last but one line also, Atmataha Mantraha. Here mantra refers to even the Vedas. They arise out of me. And Atmataha Karmani. All the karmas are also born out of me. And Sanat Kumara says, Atmataha Evedagum Sarvam Iti. This is the wisdom. This is also Jnani Stuti. Stuti of the Jnani. Jnani as Jagat Karanam. Mantra. Next mantra. Tadesha Shlokaha Na Pashyo Mrityum Pashyati న రోగం నోత దుఃఖతాం సర్వగుంహ పశ్య పశ్యః పశ్యతి సర్వమాప్నోతి సర్వశః ఇతి. ఇతి మీన్స్ ద కొటేషన్ అండ్ సియర్ తదేశ శ్లోకః విత్ రిగార్డ్ టు దిస్ టీచింగ్ తదేశ దర్ ఇస్ ద ఫాలోయింగ్ రిక్ మంత్ర, ఋగ్వేద మంత్ర. ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ ఇస్ అ సామవేద ఉపనిషత్. ఇట్ ఈస్ కోటింగ్ ఏ ఋగ్వేద మంత్ర హియర్. సో శ్లోకః మీన్స్ ఋగ్వేద మంత్ర. ఫస్ట్ వీ విల్ టేక్ ద లాస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మంత్ర వీ రెడ్. Sarvam apnoti sarvashaha. So after knowledge, jnani pervades everything. Sarvam apnoti. How? Before knowledge, when I look myself as the body, I am not all pervading. I am confined to a place. But after knowledge, I do not look upon myself as the body, but I look upon myself as the chit behind the body. And the moment I change my identification from the body to Chaitanyam, at once I can say, I am the Chaitanyam, not only behind this body, but I am the Chaitanyam behind all bodies. Therefore, where am I now? I am all-pervading. Sarvam sarvashaha apnoti satrupena chitrupena sarvam apnoti. And because of this, if you see the previous quarter of the mantra, pashyaha. Pashyaha refers to the jnani. Sarvagum atmatvena pashyati. Atmatvena, Shankaracharya asks this word here. Therefore, he looks upon everything as himself. Sarvam, sarvam means everything. Pashyaha, pashyaha refers to jnani. Pashyati means he sees. So, he sees everything as atmatvena, his own expression. To remember the example, what? When a wave looks upon itself as a wave, it will look upon itself as a localized entity from the standpoint of Namarupa. But the moment the wave shifts its vision, and instead of claiming I am a wave, the moment it claims I am the water, then the very same wave can say, I am as water, not only I pervade this particular wave, I pervade all the waves. In fact, not only I pervade all the waves, I pervade the entire ocean also. And later it can say, in fact, there is no ocean other than me, this water. So, just one shift from Namarupa to content, the substance, there is a radical change in one's outlook. So, Jnani looks upon himself as all-pervading. Now, if you go to the first line, Sach Vidwan Pashyaha Na Mrityum Pashyati Na Rogam Pashyati Na Dukkatam Pashyati. Such a jnani does not see samsara in himself, caused by birth and death, old age, all that. Mrityu, mrityu means mortality. Rogam means diseases. Dukkham, pain, all of them jnani does not see. Because mortality belongs to the wave, not to the water. He will have all this. Body will go through all of them. Body will have jara, maranam, all that thing it will have. But they all belong to the body. The jnani knows, as Chaitanyam, it doesn't affect me. In short, he is free from all problems caused by modifications, vikara, or change. Because the nature of the body is shadvikaravat. It is supposed to go through all the modifications, sixfold modifications. Asti jayate vardate viparinamatem apakshiyate vinashyati. It has to go through all those sixfold modifications, the body. The jnani knows it doesn't affect him. Saham muktaha bhavati. So, itirik mantra. So, this is the, he becomes muktaha. So, this is the Rigveda mantra. Sa ekada bhavati tridha bhavati panchada saptada navada chaiva punascha ekadasha sprataha shatancha dashacha ekascha sagasrani cha vigumshatihi ahara shuddhau sattva shuddhihi sattva shuddhau dhruva smritihi smritir lambhem sarva granthinam vipra mokshaha tasmai mridita kashayayam tamasas param darshayati Bhagavan Sanat Kumaraha Tagum Skanda Itya Chakshate Tagum Skanda Itya Chakshate. Now Chandogya Upanishad concludes by pointing out the idea which was given in the first mantra, that Jnani understands himself as the non-dual Jagat Karanam Brahma. The same idea is repeated here. Saha. Saha means this Jnani alone is Jagat Karanam Brahma, who multiplies into this universe. And this multiplication is given in the form of various numbers. It is enough if you say he multiplies in the form of everything. But the Upanishad gives this in this manner. So that is the style of Upanishad. Saha ekada bhavati. That jnani is initially in the form of the non-dual Brahman, one, before the srishti comes. You have to imagine our sushupti avastha. Think of that. There we are ekada. Then what do? We get up. Then Srishti Kale, at the time of Srishti, Tridhavavati, he himself multiplies into three. Panchada, Saptada, Navada, Chaiva. Panchata is to five into five, Saptada, seven. These are all random numbers. There is no special significance. That's what Swamiji says. Navada means nine. So, Punascham, Ekadasha Smritaha, Shatancha, Dashacham, Sahasranicha, Ekadasha, 11. Shatam means 100, Dasha means 10, Sahasrani 1000, Vigumshati 20. So 100, 10, 1000, 20, all that. Then in the form of this multifarious universe, Jnani himself becomes If you remember, Taittiriya Upanishad, Jnani thinks, Aham Annam, Aham Annadaha, Aham Shloka Krite, all those things we have seen earlier. So this is what he is going through. I am everything. That we have to remember. And then what happens to him? Yeka, Yekascha Bhavati. In the third line, beginning, there is a word Yekaha. That means, again, at the time of Pralayam, what happens? All the thousands and all, they get reduced to 100, to 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, and all that, and becomes one. Punaha Yekaha Bhavati. Then what happens? Again, Yekada, Trida, Panjada, Saptada, Navada. It again multiplies. So, again one. Again multiplies. Thus, I myself, with my Maya power, I am enjoying the game of expansion and contraction. Actually, when they draw Sri Chakram, there are two kramas. One is called Srishti Chakram. Another is called Samhara Chakram. It expands, contracts, expands, contracts. That is how Maya works. So, if this expansion and contraction is really happening, then there may be some pain. But blessing is what? This expansion and contraction is not satyam, it is mithya. I seemingly multiply and then I contract, exactly as in dream. I do not really multiply into many. Comfortably lying down on the bed, as ekaha only. I am only one person lying in the bed. But I multiply all that I do in the dream world. Similarly, I become plural in dream and seemingly that plurality is resolved. My non-duality is not disturbed by the seeming expansion and contraction during dream. Then what is the purpose of it? If you ask, sheer entertainment. Otherwise, if this Maya and world are not there, I, the Brahman, cannot even claim I am Brahman. Remember, Brahman by itself cannot claim I am Brahman. For that, Maya is required. So the whole life will be a waste if Maya is absent. I cannot even claim I am Brahman. If pure Brahman alone is there, that Brahman cannot even claim I am non-dual. To so claim, what do you require? Maya, mind, the upadhi, the medium. Therefore, all this fun is possible because of this Maya. This fun will not affect me, the Chaitanyam. Remember the fifth capsule of Vedanta? By remembering my real nature, I convert life into an entertainment. By forgetting my nature, I convert life into a struggle. So, Jnani remembers. So, Punaha Ekaha Bhavati. And after Vigumshatihi, in the third line, we have to put a full stop. There the teaching is complete. Now, Sanat Kumara thinks that this teaching would have been received by the student. Who is the student? Should not forget, is Narada. But there will always be some people who feel that this is too much for me and very, very difficult to understand. So Sanat Kumara says, for those people who cannot grasp this teaching, they have to start from where? From LKG. And those sadhanas are outlined in the last portions. What are those they should go through here? Ahara Shuddhav Sattva Shuddhihi. First one should be purity of the mind, controlling ahara. Food literally refers to the tongue, representing all sense organs. One should have control of all sense organs. Ahara niyama. By the mastery of the sense organs, chitta shuddhi should be acquired, which is called karma yoga. We already karma yoga gives rise to chitta shuddhi. That is the first line. So ahara shuddhav sattva shuddhihi. Then what he should do? Sattva shuddhav durvasmritihi. After chitta shuddhi, one has to gain clear knowledge. Smriti means jnanam. Dhruva means form. So this refers to what? Jnana yoga. So first one, chitta shuddhi, referred to karma yoga. And here, this refers to jnana yoga. In one line, karma yoga, and one line, jnana yoga. Then what is the palam? Smritir lambhem sarva granthinam vipra mokshaha. Once knowledge comes, all the knots, K-N-O-T-S. All the knots of the hearts are destroyed. Knots represents here what? Ignorance and confusion. This is called liberation. So, sarva grantinam. So, avidya, kama, all those things, those kind of vipramokshaha. With this, the sadhana condensation is also over. So, he is relieved of all these granthis, all these knots, all this confusion, ignorance, everything. Now, Chandogya Upanishad comes as the master of ceremonies, and concludes this dialogue by saying what? Tasmai mruditam kashayaya Bhagavan Sanat Kumaraha tamasas param darshayati. Until now, Bhagavan Sanat Kumara took Narada across the ocean of ignorance. Tamasas param darshayati. Tamasas ignorance or samsara. Mridita kashayaya. For the pure-minded, kashayaya means impurity. So mridita means free from. So free from all the impurities. To be pure, to the pure Narada, Bhagavan Sanat Kumara showed the shore across the ocean of darkness or ignorance. And this Sanat Kumara is not an ordinary teacher. Tagum Skanda Itya Chakshate. He is avatar of Lord Subramanya himself, Skandaha. He alone has come down as Acharya Sanat Kumara. And therefore we offer our namaskara to this great Acharya for taking Narada as well as us also across the ocean of ignorance. With this, the seventh chapter named Bhuma Vidya is also concluded. And in the next webinar, we will take the eighth section. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilina seya parasa maheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Questions from anyone? Anybody typed any questions? Okay. No questions, it looks. No questions typed, no questions asked. That means good news, we can close. Okay. I will now close the discussion today. And we will meet again next week. I'm signing off. Sri Ram.